Hey, y'all.
Welcome.
We're going to start it out southern today.
For real.
What was I'm that? Bill.
And I'm Brian.
And we're here for That's Interesting. So, yeah, a lot going on this week. So, wanted to start it out with a little, little lighthearted story about Hvaldimir, the spy beluga.
That's a whale.
It is a whale. Hvaldimir the spy whale. He was found off the coast of Norway. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's been killed under uncertain circumstances.
According to animal rights groups.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, believe what you may there. Apparently, he was found a few years ago, though, off the coast of Norway and had a camera attached to him that had some reference to Russia on it. So there's always been speculation about how this Hvaldimir was used by the state of Russia and Vladimir for his malfeasant purposes.
He had an untimely heart attack. Use that little gun.
Right. I'm not sure where Hvaldimir was being kept, in probably not a zoo.
Yeah. You say he escaped?
No. He was found dead under.
Yeah, but didn't he escape or something? I thought the article said that he had escaped.
Yeah, it was in the AP, so you don't know what you can believe anyhow.
You don't know what you can believe anywhere.
Who's to say
you can even believe us?
That's right. I mean, really. I mean, the government's trying to ban TikTok
all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're really the only valid news source, right?
They're the only one not fully
I'm
under their control.
You softballs again, Brian.
They're the only one full. Well, Rumble, but there's not a ton of info on Rumble, but it is a good platform. It just does not have enough usage. Mm. Truth Social, I mean, you know, there's just not enough usage on them.
Right.
But as far as the majorly used ones, TikTok is pretty big, and it's
Juan Pablo Skull Crossbones.
Yeah, what is that? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Valid news sources.
Well, and that's Twitter has gotten pretty good too. I don't utilize Twitter as much as what I should.
I don't. There is a lot on Twitter. I did listen to the interview with Elon Musk and Donald Trump
for
a while.
Yeah.
It got a little lengthy. And it was Elon Musk trying to just interject short thoughts in between Donald Trump.
Rambling.
I mean, he got a lot of information across, but so I tuned in for a little bit on that one. It was interesting.
I have a hard time. I mean, 2.5 hours, even to see that number, I'm like, oh my goodness.
I can't even tune in.
I don't have the stamina. Yeah.
Can someone break this down for me? So we got Hvaldimir dying under uncertain circumstances. And then I read an article this past week. Animal news is what we're starting out with today.
Yeah.
So Yellow 5, are you familiar with Yellow 5?
I mean, kind of one of the poisons they put in our food, yeah.
Exactly. Well, now they're not just going to put it in our food. They're going to put it on our skin.
That is awesome.
So apparently researchers created this solution with Yellow 5, and when they rubbed it on mouse bellies, they could see the internal organs, like, functioning. Like, see, it basically made the skin transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows what our insides look like swallow Yellow 5 in your Fruit Loops.
As you talk about putting it on their skin, it made me think about...
It puts the lotion on the skin.
That is what I thought about. But then I transitioned to thinking about sunscreen and the correlation between sunscreen and the rise of skin cancers. It's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of chemicals. There's a lot of chemicals in sunscreens.
I know there's specific ones. I mean, the original ones, they now have the PABA-free and all these other chemicals that they're gradually sort of seems like they're taking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why are they taking them out?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a really interesting correlation between that. You know,
yeah.
Of course, a lot of times when there's a strong correlation with things, they quit studying it because
they're evil and want us to die.
You know, hey, there's a lot of that. There's a whole lot of that.
Right. So, yeah, speaking of that, let's get into it. Let's talk about this past week politically. Trump and Elon Musk have kind of teased out there that Trump's looking at some sort of cabinet position for Elon Musk.
Yeah, I saw that he, in one of his campaign stops, he had talked about Elon being put in charge of auditing the departments of the federal government. And that would be a huge job.
Yeah, no doubt.
And man, I tell you, if we could, I am. Just full disclosure, I'm for very limited government and minimizing the government.
You definitely wouldn't have been able to tell that.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. But minimizing the government to what it enumerates in the Constitution. And so, if, that would be a huge deal to
trim the fat a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here was my thought. So, is it better for us in government to have people with a desire to enrich themselves by entering into our federal government and then have insider information? And I mean, look at all of our politicians. Oh. Like, they come out millionaires when they went in.
Ridiculous.
Not millionaires.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm not saying there's probably some altruistic ones. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they're very few. But so the point I was getting to, is it better to have people with the thought of, hey, I can make myself rich through the government by getting contracts or getting, you know, sweet deals for people, and they pay me under the table and money from lobbyists, and lobbyists pay for this and lobbyists pay for that? Or is it better to have billionaires who they already have their money?
Right.
They're not motivated. I mean, I'm sure there's some motivation to like do things that are beneficial to your business or your family's business or whatever. I mean, that's human nature, but you really can't be bought because you have your money. I mean, I don't, that may be too pure of a thought on it, I guess, but that was my thinking, because that's really kind of where what we're looking at in this election. We've got career politicians who started in as DAs and worked their way up through and have gotten all the insider trading, and now they're multimillionaires because of their, I'm sure it's because of their government salaries.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is that a lot of people, most people know, I know there's probably some out there that don't know what politicians make, and you think, oh, well, it's just a lucrative job. No, I mean, yes, they
make a decent money, living,
but you're talking from $170,000 a year to the president, I think, is at $450,000.
$300,000 to $400,000.
Yeah, I think he's at $450,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so when you have $450,000 for 4 years, eight at most, I mean, that's $4 million. But like, you had Obama come out, and he's got $70-something million, and be like, oh, it's
how many houses does he have now?
It's from his books that he wrote and all this. No, no, I mean, even if it is from that, you're
trying to enrich yourself.
Right, you're enriching yourself off of that. And so there's that, and it starts at the local level. I mean, honestly, I mean, things start at the lower levels, and it just, the ones that play the game the best get promoted through the government. And
money motivates.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of the world we live in. And so it certainly, I don't know. Like, what do you think? Is it those people that are trying to enrich themselves or I mean, and I don't want to give too much of a, hey, these people are so noble that are billionaires that are stepping in to try and run our government. I don't know the mindset, I guess.
Well, when you look at, too, and I know people have their lines drawn politically, but the fact of the matter is, you have one president that has actually lost, like his net worth went down $1 billion when he became president. Where every other president.
Don't fact check us on that.
No, you can fact check that.
Okay, Brian says fact check us.
I know it was like $1.3 billion his net worth went down. And all the other presidents, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Millions and millions and millions for them and their families that they've increased. And so you have to take a step back and just look like, something's going on there.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess it. The biggest thing that I guess kind of scares me on both sides is like you've got people running from both of them.
Right.
Like there are people that worked with Donald Trump in his first presidency that are like, I'm not working with him. I'm not going to vote for him.
Yeah. Legitimately, though, those would be people that are like they've been career politicians. The majority of them.
That could be. Some of the military guys, though, though too. So, you know, I try and weigh that because obviously on the other side, there's a lot of people that are running from the Democratic side and are saying, hey, this is not... I really do feel like we're in some sort of transitional time where something is changing that's causing from both parties.
Yeah.
There's... exodus of people who were probably on the fringe a little bit. Were they moderate? I don't know if I'd call them moderate or was it.
I think it's a valid thing to just be real and recognize that if you vote, hey, if you want communism, like that is every policy that they're putting forward. Except they're tweaking it just a little bit. They're not giving it full disclosure on some things. But every policy they're putting forward is straight communism.
Yeah.
So if you want that, then absolutely, hey, go and vote for it. But if you recognize that...
And again, as Christians,
failed, right.
in heaven with Jesus Christ as our the head and as our ruler and king, like, communism works.
Right.
I mean, that's how we're called to live, but in this world with rulers that are unjust
and
with
evil.
People that are evil and sinful and communism just does not work. People enrich themselves at the top and the poor become poorer and you're separated by class and that's the way it is. And you know, I think as the church, we should live in a way that we are sharing with those that are less fortunate. We're taking care of widows. We're taking care of single mothers. We're taking care of people in that world that we should be living like that. But, you know, as a country and how our country operates, I don't know that it's the government's job.
Yeah.
I mean, there are extra, you know, we could say socialism, part of Medicare is a socialistic program, but
and that's the,
we do feel right taking care of our older citizens,
and
the
that's
elderly.
The angle that Kamala has put forward is to one payer system. That's what she wants.
Terrible.
And if that happens,
right,
it's going to absolutely destroy the healthcare industry in the United States.
I mean, it's consolidating already.
Yeah.
Look here in our local area.
Oh, yeah.
We've got, you know, two of the biggest health systems in our area just combined to make a massive behemoth health system.
Right.
And I think you're seeing that more and more. That's the reality of what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably in the next few years gonna see probably maybe at a max 100 health systems in the whole U.S.
I would say that's
like
a lot.
Each state has two health systems
that
operate within each state, and I mean the government's probably pushing for that
because
that's less people they have to send payments out to. They're receiving claims from. It's just two organizations.
And the way it's gonna do is like me as a provider for Medicare, as a chiropractor, the way they do with chiropractors to keep them in the Medicare system is you can't opt out.
Yeah.
So opting out is like if you're a provider, you have the option to accept whatever insurance or not accept insurance. And then people have the option to, hey, I like this doctor. He doesn't take my insurance. I'm still going to go to him. Or if they choose to go to somebody who does take their insurance. Opting out is if I choose to not see Medicare patients, I cannot see or accept Medicare, I should say. If I choose to not accept Medicare, I cannot see those Medicare patients.
Yeah.
And so when that's where the system will collapse and, and our healthcare system will collapse is that when they make it to where you can't even go see that doctor no matter how much you want. Just like they said, oh, if you like your health insurance policy, you can keep your health insurance policy. Yeah. I lost mine.
Yeah. We lost ours too.
Yeah. As soon as it came out.
We were considered a Cadillac plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the cost went to so prohibitive that
ours
now there were some good things that came out of the ACA. I mean, pre-existing conditions like that was something.
Kids staying on your insurance.
Yes.
Like those were some good things.
There were a couple. But there were also a lot of bad deductibles are through the roof.
Awful.
Now, and,
yeah.
Yeah, so just interested, you know, as we look at the grander, the bigger picture of everything and consider who both of them, like I haven't really heard much about who Kamala is looking to bring into her cabinet, but Trump seems to be putting a lot out there with ideas of Vivek and Elon and Tulsi and...
and all Kamala's ads that I've seen.
Kamala's abs.
Her abs. Never mind.
Moving
but
on.
But all of Kamala's ads that I've seen, she pretty much just talks about fixing things. And I'm going, what? You've been there for 4 years. What are you... Again, logic. You just go, what in the world?
Yeah. It's true. You look at the whole situation as we're leading up to the election here. So isn't it interesting that so often the president has no control over gas prices?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
If they're high.
And if they're high.
Of course, if they're low, then we're told he had nothing to do with that because typically low under Republican presidents, high under Democrat presidents.
Right. So what is – I haven't even seen what's bringing gas prices down now.
Yeah.
Are we getting the Saudis to pump more oil?
Yeah, no.
Are we what happened that changed that? Because for some reason, gas prices have dropped, and boy, they're putting it in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're paying under $3 a gallon and so-and-so. Hey, people – they're buying your votes.
Absolutely.
They're trying to, they think we're stupid. And they use simple tactics like this because they know the economy is a major issue right now. And that gas, but long run, they don't care.
No.
Because they don't care. They've got their green energy propaganda that they're trying to put out.
Look at Agenda 2030. Like it's been pushed back, but that is the whole plan that they're looking at. They always talk about Agenda 2025 for Trump. No, look at Agenda 2030 and look at the World Economic Forum. Look at the things that they, because the world government, that is what their plan is. And you can go on their own website and it says, what's the world look like in 2030? You own
all
nothing.
Vehicles.
No, so you own nothing.
Right,
and you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you happy?
Yeah.
You're happy because they tell you they're going to give you everything that you need.
Mm.
You get everything. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pay for anything. They're going to give you it.
Mm.
The problem is that they're going to buy you with that, and then do the bait and switch, and the people that are living in the tents on the streets, the third world countries that you see, that's what it's going to be.
Mm.
They're going to get what they want, but you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. The separation of classes.
Yeah.
Again, that's what it comes down to. And they say, you know, they're all for the middle class, but they're pushing policies that will run the middle class into the lower class.
Absolutely.
And so they're not helping those people step up. They're pushing the middle class down.
Yeah.
So, just... interesting. Pay attention to it. Be discerning as we go into this election. look at the information that's out there. Gauge it for yourself. Don't just look at one news source.
Right.
Listen to us.
Exactly. Because what do I always say? I'm always right.
Oh, right. Yes. I forgot that you were always right.
Yeah.
It's true. So how about this week, the what was the name of the town in Georgia? Where the kid went in and killed two students and two teachers. And
yeah.
I'm sure they, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Obviously. And we send out prayers to those families
right. And
that are dealing with the loss of loved ones and grieving loved ones. But I don't know. Where do we go with that? Because it's, they're going to push gun control again.
Right.
Which is always the big push when this happens.
One of the dividing lines of for elections.
Yes, yes. So, obviously there's something with people with mental health issues that we don't want a gun to be in the hands of the wrong person.
Right.
How do you do that?
My personal view, and I know this is probably on the extreme end of it, but I think that the only way you can protect yourself from some people that you don't know are crazy, you don't know if these people have issues, you don't know what they have. If everybody were carrying, then there might be some crazy people that do some crazy things, but they would be stopped a whole lot more quickly. I mean, you look at over in Israel, the teachers over in Israel carry machine guns everywhere they go because of the heightened level of...
That's a crazy ask, though, for all teachers to be trained with guns. I think education is part of the solution. Well, it's obviously there's not a one-track solution for that.
Yeah.
It's something that we have to discuss how we go forward. I don't think it's the gun.
Yeah.
I think it's the people. But how do you keep a gun out of somebody's hand who shouldn't have one?
I mean, you really can't. It unless you could snap your fingers and every gun on the face of the earth be gone. But that's not going to happen.
Right.
So
how do we make background? Background checks are a thing right now.
Well,
I think the guns were legally purchased as far as what I have heard thus far.
Yeah.
But
there were issues that, with
there was domestic. I don't know if there were ever any charges filed, that there were domestic violence charges, things like that. There were certainly stories from neighbors that I read where, the husband's chasing the wife across the neighbor's yard and before they got divorced. And so there's obviously family issues. But, how do you... The government, they even went in. They talked to the dad. They talked to the kid. Like... I don't know. I feel like, where's the line?
Yeah.
Where's the line where, hey, if we suspect, then we can take your guns.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
like,
it's getting to where, I know a lot of the bills that they've put forward that have that mental aspect in it. Who's the one that determines that? Because a lot of the bills were, if you've had any kind of depression or any kind of anxiety.
Well, yeah.
So,
defining psychological issues is very tough, because then if you start defining psychological issues as prohibiting you from having a gun, do people stop seeking treatment?
Right.
Do you not go and get your medicine? Do you not go and and talk to a psychiatrist? Because if you're a hunter, you're like, well, I want to, this is my hobby. This is an outlet for me. I want to go hunting still. So I'm not going to go get a diagnosis that's going to limit me from hunting.
Yeah.
So
it's a it's an interesting subject. I just think that since you can't get rid of all guns, I think if those people knew, hey, every person in this room that I'm going into has a gun, why do all these shootings happen at no gun zones or gun-free zones?
Right.
Literally, that's where they all happen.
Yeah.
There's a reason. Yeah. If there was a big sign out in front of the school that said, our teachers are armed, and if there is a threat, it will be met with deadly force.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is much more of a deterrent.
Yeah. Than gun-free zone.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah.
If you have a gun. Yeah.
Because criminals aren't going to obey the law.
Well, I think education. So sixth grade, Clearfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They would shut down. I don't remember if it was a whole day or 2 days.
Yeah.
Where the Pennsylvania Game Commission came into the school. We took a hunter safety course and gun safety.
Right.
And they did that for those 2 days. Yep. I mean, and besides, you were learning from your dad and your uncles. And so education on guns was huge back in that time. I mean, we had Rifle Club. I think I've said it on our podcast before. Like, we would go to the basement of our middle school, and there was cabinets of rifles that we were shooting. We had a rifle range in the basement of the middle school that our shop teacher, Mr. Shipley, was leading us through, loading the rifles, guns, shoot at the targets during activity period. So there was a just atmosphere of education around guns and gun safety, and you knew you didn't point a gun at someone haphazardly.
Ever.
And the gun is always loaded. Yes.
Never put your finger on the trigger.
Never, unless you're ready to fire.
Yep.
And so that level of it's almost like there's so many guns in our country that, like you said, they're not going away.
Yeah.
But yet we're shying away from the education about guns, like how to properly and safely handle a gun.
Well, you even take it to, let's say every gun's taken. A mandatory buyback is what the Democrats are proposing.
Mm.
If Kamala gets in, that's what she's proposed, is a mandatory gun buyback. Mm. So, no, they're not taking your guns. They're buying them back from you.
Right.
Yeah. So if that happens, look at what happens over in England. Look at, people being stabbed.
Mm.
Yeah, people are evil. There's going to be evil always. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a knife, whether it's a gun, whether it's it doesn't matter what it is. And a lot of people get killed in stabbing attacks because they're quiet.
Mm.
Nobody knows that it's happening.
Yeah.
And so a lot of damage. There was one a couple years ago. I forget how many. It was like 100 people got stabbed.
Yeah. In a train station or something like that, I think I recall.
So, it's some heavy issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but they have to be discussed.
Yeah.
You can't. It's too. I feel like we're too polarized in the discussion. And again, I think you've got people. You have urban people screaming on one end, which I understand. When you've got bullets flying around your home and around your children, I get it. And so understanding that perspective of, hey, we got to do something about guns. And then you have the rural perspective of, hey, we're hunting, we're doing our thing. This is not a problem here. We handle guns every day. And so how do you get the proper balance of where we're at as a country, what the Constitution says, and what's the best way to approach that?
Well, and when you have it looks like I haven't checked in on the Venezuelan gang thing. Have you seen any updates?
No.
I just know that
they arrested a couple guys saw.
I know that in Chicago, some of the street gangs are taking care of the Venezuelan gangs.
We got more guns than you, apparently.
Yeah.
So. Legal or illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got Kentucky. Off the highway. I haven't heard if they've tracked him down.
I haven't seen
somebody just shooting at Highway 75, apparently.
Yeah. That was an effective strategy years ago around DC. Yeah, do you remember that?
I do remember the diesel. I mean, just shooting random people. They'd
cut a hole out through the
through their car,
the back of their car, and just were laying in their
car.
That
was so crazy. Those crazy. Two guys just driving around to different places, like wild. But people are crazy. People are evil.
Hey, the biggest thing, and
this, I don't know how you stop that. I mean,
well, and that's the biggest thing with this whole podcast, this whole thing. When we talk, we always want to bring it back around to if you don't know Jesus, like there's always going to be evil, and one of these days, maybe sooner than what you think, you're going to meet him, and just knowing that he is the savior of this world and he died on the cross for your sins, that is the main thing. Is that he has offered forgiveness and you're falling at his feet for his mercy, falling at his feet for his forgiveness. That is the thing
the key
with this
point.
Yeah.
It's a key point.
And hopefully he comes back to get us real soon.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's go into this conspiracy zone. I thought we'd delve back a little bit into history, and I guess it's still some of the ripples are still going on, and Donald Trump's talked about it a little bit, just Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Lord. I tell you, it is really interesting. That is one little story to, like, when I first started kind of getting a little bit more into the conspiracy stuff years ago, Alex Jones was, I listened to him a lot.
That's
and he's
a big conspiracy name.
Well, he's banned from most everything now because he talked about all these groups that got together, that secretly got together. And people were like, that's crazy. That doesn't happen. And then he broke into Bohemian Grove. And it's really interesting. You can probably still find the videos online of where he broke into Bohemian Grove and videoed world leaders burning a human effigy, all wearing capes and hoods and robes in front of an owl god.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for real. In front of an owl god, like chanting and burning a human effigy. He had the video of that, and so that's where he really got on the radar of people. And a lot of his stuff, really pretty much all of his stuff that he talked about, it all ended up coming out that everything that he talked about, that was actually taking place.
Didn't he face like a major lawsuit or something?
He did with Sandy Hook.
There
were people from Sandy Hook that sued him for, I think he came about it.
Or not disparaging isn't the right word. Yeah. Slander. I don't know.
I think that his aspect of there was some involvement somewhere from somebody. I think that there's a valid point to a lot of what he talks about. But the one thing, to bring it back to the beginning, the one thing that he talked about years ago, 20 years ago, and I heard him talk, and he was like, so there's this island that all these elites from all over the world go to. And I was like on board with everything that he said, and he said about this island, and they would go and do this stuff to children. And I said, okay, there's no way. Like, I can be on board with all this other stuff you talk about. I can see there's no way that this is going on. And then when you want to know how evil the people in our government are, when you want to know and you go, they can't be that bad, I think, what is the worst thing you could do in this world? That would be it. What was taking place at Epstein's Island.
Right.
That's the worst thing. And we then think, if they're willing to do that, why wouldn't they? Everything else is child's play to them.
Yeah.
Like, to kill 3,000 people on 9/11, they have no qualms doing that. If you can stoop to that level.
Right.
And how many people are involved since we still haven't seen the list?
Yeah. Yeah, that's valid. I mean, there's a lot of people that you just want. How did this guy get to where the heck he got?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he ever had his degree.
Yeah.
And he got onto Wall Street, like inside, not insider trading, but.
Probably. But.
Yeah, there was probably some insider trading. But, you know, he's in this big Wall Street office, and then he gets this teaching job that he's unqualified for. And he was just this guy that everybody got to know, and everybody thought he was somebody. And he apparently provided something that people wanted, because how do you accumulate all that wealth? How do you accumulate everything? Buy an island.
Yeah.
Like, how do you just buy an island?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's, I just...
You know, I think that there's... You look and, I mean, you can go down through the list of the celebrities that talk about literally signing a deal with the devil. Like, you sign your name in blood with the devil for these, and you can just Google it, go pull up the videos of them talking about like they signed a deal with the devil to get where they were. I do believe that, like, every to get to that level of power, the vast majority of people, there is some, you know, demon power over each. Yeah. Over Taylor Swift. Over each industry that you are going to pledge your allegiance to that, or you are not going to make it very far. I mean, I think that there's a level of that. And, you know,
it is crazy. I mean, you think about what information, like, people want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, they think they want to know.
Yeah.
Till that person that they respect or had a high view of, right. Till they show up, and you know, then there's the even just, you know, is it the plane logs? Like, does that mean that they are that? I mean, honestly, I feel like if you're associated with that doofus, then we got to hold you to some account. And there's a lot of people that were associated with that doofus on both the conservative side and the liberal side.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's not just one side of politics here that takes the hit. It's it's both sides, which is probably why we have not seen the list at this point. So,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yes, it is. But I mean, hasn't Trump said he's gonna?
That would be great. That would be great. I think that I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why they tried to take his head off. You know, there's.
I mean, there's been lots of threats
from
all around.
When you look at Kennedy, Kennedy was this. JFK did the same sort of things. He talked about those things and exposing things and. People don't like that stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And now, I mean, you even look at RFK back to his Trump's cabinet and him with RFK, like, he's trying to expose things that we all know. Like, that's the whole thing is everybody knows that the pharmaceutical industry is not just fully
painkiller
on board. And so you have somebody now that's going, hey, this is what they're doing. And people despise it, like they hate that he talks about those things. So it's like you said, it's when you're okay with hearing information until it comes against somebody that you like or some industry that you like or something.
Well, it'll be an interesting couple months. We'll have we may have to do a midweeker this week after the debate.
That's right
is
yes,
that
tomorrow night.
Tuesday?
I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
I don't remember.
I think it's the 10th.
I thought it was tomorrow. Monday was my thought. I may
be
wrong.
We will keep an eye out for that.
Google it,
everybody. We may have a release midweek this week to keep you updated on our thoughts there while they're fresh.
Yep.
So appreciate everyone hanging in with us today and checking us out. And check us out on Facebook. We're still there. We may start up an Instagram here soon. We're going to be putting things up. We got some videos. I know we've been talking about that for a couple weeks. We're going to make it happen.
It is really bad when you have two people that are not big posters on social media.
True story. Josh, get on that.
Seriously. We need one of our daughters.
Right?
Take the reins.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, it was good being with you all. Check out our Facebook page, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good week.
Have a good one.